Shalom, everybody. Today, of course, is not the seventh day of the week. That would be Shabbat Kodesh, but I still thought it might be nice to share a quick Dvar Torah for the seventh Aliyah of Parshat Bamidbar. This Aliyah has 20 psukim, and in it, Moshe is told to count one of the families in Shevet Levi. He's told to count Kehat, though we will not hear the results of that counting until next week's Parsha, and we're also not going to hear about the other Levi families until next week's parsha as well. The census in our Aliyah will include only those men between the ages of 30 to 50. They are the ones who will be carrying the kelim in the Mishkan. The Kohanim would first cover the kelim, and then Kehat would carry them. We believe that the Beit HaMikdash, the third Beit HaMikdash, will be rebuilt b'mehera v'yamenu. And if we believe that, if we truly believe that, then we have to ask ourselves questions about what the Beit HaMikdash will look like. Not 2,000 years ago, but today. What will the Beit HaMikdash look like today? For example, where will we put the parking lot for all the cars belonging to the people who are Ole to Har HaBayit? Will we be allowed to put metal detectors on Har HaBayit? Will we even need metal detectors? Can we change all or parts of Har HaBayit to make it handicapped accessible? Can we put an elevator on Har HaBayit? There are so many questions, and I think just asking the questions is a sign of how real the Beit HaMikdash is to us and how authentic our longing for the Beit HaMikdash is today. One such question may be addressed in today's Aliyah. Am I allowed to put cameras on Har HaBayit? Today, we have the Kotel Cam. It allows thousands of people around the world to see the Kotel, even from far away. Will we be allowed to do the same thing in the Beit HaMikdash? Can I go to my computer and watch the Avoda in the Mikdash and be inspired by the Avoda from home? Basically, the question is, can I put webcams in the Beit HaMikdash? This is obviously a huge question that cannot be adequately addressed in an FMT, but I did first of all want to raise the question, and secondly, I wanted to bring up only one aspect of this complex question as it relates to our Parsha and our Aliyah. In the very last psukim in our parsha, describing the job of Kehat every time the Mishkan traveled, the Torah tells us that Aaron and his sons, not Kehat, but Aaron and his sons must, before Kehat was able to carry the kelim, Aaron and his sons must pack up the kelim in special covers, because the Levi'im of Kehat were not allowed to see the kelim while the kelim were being packed. And why not? Says the Torah in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chaf, V'lo yavo'u lir'ot kivala et hakodesh v'metu. The people from Kehat will not come and see the holy kelim being packed, and they will therefore not die. The Gemara in Masechet Yoma Daf Nun Dal Amud Aleph quotes an argument, a machloket, about the implications of this pasuk. Rav Katina and Rav Yehuda say that the iser of seeing the kelim, the iser for Levi, for any of us, for people to see the kelim in the Mikdash, only applied in the desert, in the Midbar. Once the Mikdash was built, there was a closer connection between Bnei Yisrael and Hashem that allowed us to see the kelim. The Rambam Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, agrees in the third Shoresh in his introduction to the Mishnah Torah. That's Rav Katina and Rav Yehuda in the Gemara Masechet Yoma. But Rav Chisda says no, the Isser to see the kelim would apply even today. And this is the opinion of the Baal Halachot Gedolot, the Behag, written by in the time of the Gaonim. Rav Sajigon, who died in 942, also agrees. There's more to say on this topic. For example, there's a separate machloket about which kelim we're not allowed to see. The Ramban and the Ibn Ezra say it only applies to the Aron Kodesh, whereas the Yireim, Rav Eliezer of Metz, who died in 1175, seems to say in Simin Shinun Bet that the Isser applies to all of the kelim. And there's another machloket in the cases where it is Aser to see. Is that only when I see something with the naked eye? Or even by a webcam? Many, many, many details in this complex issue. But however we paskin, I think it is fascinating that we view the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash as a real, tangible, concrete event, so much so that it requires real-world, current questions about the world we live in today. Emir Tzashem, we will see the Beit HaMikdash be rebuilt today, and we will see, God willing, these questions asked and answered today. Emir Tzashem, have a Shabbat Shalom and Chag Sameach, everyone.